Roger and JP 618, partly double shot Thursday, partly sunny and 85 degrees today. So while the songs were playing, we were just talking about the, you know, the Navy SEALs have now announced that they're going to be open to women next year to go through training and to continue as SEALs. The Rangers just had women go through training and they can't go further at this moment.
I have a buddy of mine who's a Navy SEAL.
It's real impressive stuff.
Who was a Navy SEAL. And he put some. He now trains people to become to go through the SEAL program.
Got it. Yeah.
And he was putting like the what they got, what they were working on that day. Like he put it on like on Facebook and saying what he's doing. I was like,
not a chance.
Like these people are like underwater.
Yeah.
But like halfway, do you understand? So they're like their head's underwater by a few feet, but their feet are a few feet like off the ground, and there's nothing holding them there. It's not like they got, you know, cinder blocks on their ankles or anything like that. And he was, so that's part of, like, they got to keep, like...
How do they breathe while they sit there halfway?
They're not. They got to keep themselves buoyant in that position for X amount of time, and then they come up and do all this other stuff. And I'm looking, I'm like, those are bad men.
It's control.
Man.
Yeah, you have to learn not to panic ever.
Control. Right. And I look at it like this, like, with this, you know, with this Army Ranger stuff, you know, over 3,000 people started that program.
Right.
90 of them were women. 1,000 people finished. 2 of them were women. Those 2 women, in my eyes, can do whatever the hell it is they want to do.
Right.
I mean, I understand right now women can't fight on the front lines, but those women were carrying dudes, firemen carry, on their shoulders, doing those exercises, doing what they need
to do. That's the best part. They did exactly what all the guys did. There was no change for them, which was perfect. That's how it should be.
Not only do I say thank you for doing what you do, but God bless you, because you earned anything that any of those guys earned.
Yeah, and I tend to agree a lot more now than I used to, because I still have this thing. You know how when you go out with your boys, right?
Right.
You got your boys out there. Add a girl to the mix.
Okay.
I don't care what she looks like. Add a girl to the mix. I feel like it changes how guys act, how guys think. So I'm wondering if in an intense situation on the battlefield and you add a female fighter in there, and she's exactly as qualified as them, but does it change how guys think? Do they favor her because she's a female and as our instinct might be to help take care of the woman more than the guy? Will they do something that tactically isn't right because there's a female in the group?
But
you know?
I'd
love to hear from military people, because that's what I wonder about.
I don't think that would be the case, because these are trained professionals, number one. Number two, yeah, she's a woman, but when they're in battle fatigues and everything like that,
right?
They don't look like that much of a... You know what I'm saying? She's just another one. She's just another one. She's just another person.
I guess that's my question. Is she just another person? Because when it's all dudes, it's blank. Every guy is just another soldier. But when you put a female in there, do the guys think, oh, female?
Yeah, no, no, you see.
And then does that change anything? That's what I'm asking.
I'll give you an example when we get back. I think you're worried about something that doesn't need to be worried about.
I think the military guys really know the answer to that. If you guys, any of you guys have an opinion, love to hear it. Because that's the only thing that bothers me anymore, if they can do it physically. 621. Here's Ted with the Rhodes.
Heading out this Thursday.
3WBAB. The SEALs announced yesterday that next year women will be going through the SEAL training program and will be allowed to become Navy SEALs. The Rangers just had 2 women go through their training. They can't go further, but like things are changing. And the women are doing exactly the same training as the guys, which is so legit. That is exactly how it should be, so that there's never any compromise. But I just wonder if it's different if when it's an all-boys club, there's a woman or two in there. Does it change anybody's thinking? Does it affect anything? You know, and I question if that's the only thing, a mental thing with the guys, that's a problem. You know what I mean?
Here's what I'll say to you. You know, when we have resting bitch face in the studio with us, right? We do our job.
Right.
She's part of us. She's part of the team doing what we do, getting something accomplished, right? Getting entertainment accomplished. And that's our job.
Right.
These girls are now Army Rangers. When they're doing what they're doing, they have a job to do. I don't think, whether they're male or female, resting bitch face doesn't change our goals. Resting bitch face doesn't change our mission. Now, when she's done, are we looking at Iraq? Probably. But that's just going to happen no matter what. I don't think, you know, putting 2 women into the mix and that is going to change their goal of defeating the enemy, fighting the fight, and getting the mission done.
Right.
Whether that, you know, and I don't think they're going to favor...
That's what I wonder. Will they favor a certain way? Will they overprotect one over another? And they're all supposed to be totally equal.
Would they protect a smaller guy?
I don't know.
Probably not. It's just another guy.
Just another dude.
They're going to protect each other no matter what, no matter who they are.
Is there like an inbred emotion there that affects things?
That's the way I look at these people. They're going to protect. They're going to fight for each other no matter what.
31, Double Shot Thursday. First one from Guns. We're just talking about the SEALs taking on women next year, and the Army Rangers just had two women get through training school. Pretty cool. Same exact training as guys. And I'm just questioning if, and when you get in the thick of it and you're in battle, combat, that type of stuff on a mission, does it change the mix if it's usually a bunch of boys and then there's a woman in the mix? I don't mean because she's weaker, but just mentally there's an instinct and guys change, you know? Hey, good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Roger, I kind of agree with you on this one. Remember that movie with Demi Moore?
Oh, yeah, G.I. Jane, yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think, you know, they're out on that field. They're doing their training exercises, whether they got camos on or not. I think they're still a woman, and every guy's got that in them.
Yeah, but
I don't mean it as a sexual thing. Just maybe they might be overprotective. They might act differently. They might react differently. They might worry more about her becoming a prisoner of war than another guy, when meanwhile they should be equal.
They're trained professionals. When they're in a life or death situation, when anybody's in a life or death situation, you're focused on getting out of it, right?
You're right.
I don't think all of a sudden they're going to look over while in the middle and see a woman and say, I want to get laid.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, well,
thanks for the call.
Yeah, that's what I said to him. I said, not sexual. Right. It's all about, like, you have a brother and a sister. You protect your sister a little more than your brother. He can take care of himself in a way. I'm wondering if that kicks in.
Not if my brother's cooler.
This is BAB, Roger JB. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. Well, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's M1 Rock Station, Roger and JP. 635, partly sunny and 85 today on Double Shot Thursday. The issue of women like fighting in the SEALs and in the Army Rangers is, it's never happened before, but now it looks like we're on our way to that as women are completing the training and able to do it, the exact same training. It's awesome that they can do that.
This is what they've been fighting for. They've been fighting for equality. You want equal? Have at it. Do the same thing. Have at it.
And two women did it through Army Ranger School. SEALs are talking about it for next year, that they're letting women in.
Yep.
And I just question the guys' reactions and how the guys will be.
Frankly, I'm surprised.
In battle is what I'm thinking.
Frankly, I'm surprised that, and I know everything is smaller with the is slower with the military and the whole, you know, the don't ask, don't tell thing finally got up, you know, overturned.
Yeah, they take their time with like the politically correct stuff because it's not about politics, it's about war.
I'm still surprised that it took this long for women to get the permission to go through these programs.
Are you?
I really am. I figured that would have happened before don't ask, don't tell got overturned.
Could be because
women have been fighting for equal rights for equal rights longer.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, BAB. What do you got? Good.
Hey, Roger, what's up, man? Ronnie Dog here.
Hey, Ronnie, what do you think? You got service time. What do you think?
Yeah, I served with a couple of women in my day. Hey, I think that JP's on the money with this. If those women go through the SEAL training over in Coronado and San Diego,
they're going
through the same training you and I would go through.
Of course.
Anybody else. When they get out there in the war zone or anything, hold on, I got to get through a red light. They're going to be trained professionals just like JP said. They're on their own, man. You know what? They're going to back you up. You're going to back them up. There's not going to be any problem with it. If they could pass that SEAL training, they're good to go, bro, because it's not easy. Let me tell you, bro.
But it's all professional after that.
You know, I look at these two.
It's all professional after that.
And the training kicks in, I guess.
You know, you hear about Army Rangers.
Yeah.
Those are bad mother. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And if those two girls can get through what 2,000 other guys could not get through, God bless them.
That's what I'm saying. If they can get through that training, God bless them. And the SEALs are the baddest in the world. They're better than any Army Rangers.
Yeah, I just question the guys' reaction, not the women. The women are
the
training's good.
Fine. I mean, if they can get through that training, they're gonna get due respect.
You would know. You spent a lot of time in the Navy, right?
22 years, 17 years overseas without coming home.
Thanks, brother.
Damn.
You got it.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Bye bye.
See you, buddy. Ronnie Dog, all good with it.
17 years without coming home, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, he was in Japan, Philippines, that kind of stuff. Speaks like two languages, that guy. Has the cleanest hot dog truck on the island. Did I mention that?
Somebody must be getting free food.
I love that guy. He's the guy who has the sign out front. It's so great.
I know.
Good guy.
I'm still waiting for our check.
638. Maybe it'll come in the form of jars of hot relish.
What does it say? As heard on Roger and JP.
On 102.3 WBB with Roger and JP. Yeah. And I go in there to say hello to Ronnie, and his guys come up to the truck, and they're like, yeah, I heard about you on Roger JP. What's going on? He goes, hey, this is Roger right here. So I start talking to the guys. I'm like, check this truck out. It's clean.
Jesus Christ.
They love it. 638. It's time for the road. 42, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. After we get to Ted's news update, we have more opinions. We have a guy from Vietnam on the line. Guys with experience about women in the military, especially the SEALs and Rangers, and if it's going to be any different with them, despite doing all the training, if things are different, if there's a woman out there. That was my question, I wonder. It's 6:43. Time for this quick BAB news update with Ted.
SPCA officials say a man
and women in combat, and if things would be any different, even if they pass the training. Go ahead, sir. What do you got?
How are you doing? This is Dan, your guy from Miller Place. I was an officer in Nam. I have no question that these women would be qualified, but I just can't tell if I would hold that little extra care or something for them.
Will guys react differently with a woman in their regiment, in their group, especially in SEAL situations and Ranger situations?
Well, let me ask you this. When you, when you're...
Because guys are different around women in public.
When you're around that kind of situation, do you think, if you have two guys and one of them you like and one of them you don't like, do you favor one of them differently?
No. It's just your upbringing that women are women. Like I said, I treated everybody equally, but I still think your inbred feelings might be just to hesitate an instant.
Hey, thank you. And will that instant be the difference? And is that important? I think that's what I'm wondering. I think that your training, that kind, their training
mm-hmm. puts that aside.
Overtakes your inbred instinct he was talking about.
That's what I'm saying. I think it changes everything you thought you knew, or the way you think and the way you handle your business. That's what that training is for.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday.
But what do I know? I'm just a dumb DJ.
I know, we're just civilians. We don't know here. Roger and JP, 6:52, Double Shot Thursday, 2 from the Beatles, partly sunny, and 85 today. You probably heard the headlines that two women passed through Army Ranger School, which is very tough to do, did exactly the same training as the guys. Good for them. Very impressive. The Rangers don't have them going forward yet, but the SEALs announced yesterday that they will have women in training and going forward and can go and become full Navy SEALs and do everything the guys do. That starts next year. So if you're just joining us, the question was about, does that change anything if you have women in the mix out in the battlefield in the midst of these SEAL or Ranger situations? And we got some veterans giving their opinions on it. One guy kind of was like, maybe it might change things. You might overprotect a little bit, hesitate an instant. A couple other guys, no way. It's all the same. If their training's good, they'll be fine. Easton Jeremy's in the line. Was in the Air Force. Go ahead, Jeremy. What do you think?
Army.
Oh, I thought he was in the Air Force.
He was an Army guy.
Huh. Well, go ahead, Easton. Tell us, what do you got as far as your experience, guy? What do you think of this?
Personally, I mean, if I see a woman hurt, it takes a lot more out of me than seeing a man hurt. I mean, if I saw a woman's guts hanging out on the battlefield, I don't think I could handle that, man. I mean,
that's a different way than I've heard anybody else talk about it.
It is different, man.
I mean, because listen about it. A woman is a mother figure. It is a mother figure no matter what. When they're on the battlefield, there was two things they did. They did the medical, and they did the nursing, and they did the first aid, because they helped the troops get through what they were getting through. And now that you got them on the battlefield, and they're going to be, shot at and possibly killed, I mean, look, it's not a good thing to see, a woman pull up, and I don't think I could handle it personally.
Those chicks went to Ranger School.
Yeah.
Over 3,000 people started that program.
Yep.
What came out? About 1,000 of them? Out of 90 women, two got through. Yep. Those two broads could deserve to do whatever the hell it is they want.
They earned it. It doesn't matter the color of your skin or what your sexual orientation is. You want to defend your country and you want to sacrifice your everything that you have to be a Ranger. And then you go, because that's what they do. And there is nothing else. I mean, you don't have any free time. You don't do anything. Those Rangers live, breathe, eat military. That's
wow.
it. I was in the Air Force, and I was very lucky when I served, because I didn't see any war, and I went in for different reasons. I went in to get out of here. A lot of people serve because they have a greater cause, and they will sacrifice much more than I have, and they're willing to do that. I mean, that's a different type of a person.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. Very good. I mean, that's another way we haven't heard described before.
I stand corrected. I thought he was Army Air Force. My bad.
So thanks, you guys, for all the opinions and stuff. I mean, that's why we ask. I mean, we're mere civilians and don't have any experience with this stuff. That's why we ask, the people who know, what will it be like? So Let's see how it goes. Let's see what the policies are. By the way, the other quote is that it's believed that the Marines will not change their policy for combat on the ground operations. It will remain male only. Said that in the same article with the Navy SEALs announcement.
The Marines.
Mm-hmm. Specifically.
But not the Army Rangers and right. not the SEALs.
Yep. So we'll see how it goes. Pretty interesting. 655, partly sunny, 85 today. Here's
see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
LIE westbound, we've picked up some more traffic now as you make your way down into the area of Comac Road by exit 52 down through to Route 110. Also a little bit more traffic now as you make your way in towards the Queens Line and on the Southern State East.